For the sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. Happy Friday, Sunny.
Happy Friday, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you have kudos for a Gabonese footballer.
Kim, here's a sunny side of sports salute to Gabon and Borussia Dortmund striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, who was named the 2015 African Footballer of the Year in Abuja, Nigeria.
The winner is Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang.
The 26-year-old Aubameyang has been banging in goals in Germany's Bundesliga. He's currently the league's top scorer with 18 goals. And since joining Dortmund in 2013, he's scored 47 goals overall. Aubameyang also captained Gabon's team at the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Equatorial Guinea. The Gabonese did not impress in Equatorial Guinea, though. Aubameyang scored a goal in Gabon's opening match, a 2-0 win over Burkina Faso, but that would be his only goal, and Gabon lost its next two games and was eliminated after the group stage. Because of that, some thought Manchester City man Yaya Toure might win a record-extending fifth consecutive African Footballer of the Year trophy since his Ivory Coast team lifted the cup in Equatorial Guinea. The vote by African national team coaches and technical directors was close. Aubameyang received 143 votes, while Toure got 136. Andre Dede Ayew of Ghana and Swansea City was third with 112 votes. Our VOA football fans will remember Ayew's father, Abedi Pele, was a three-time winner of the African Footballer of the Year award. Speaking in French after winning the award, Aubameyang said beating great players like Toure and Ayew is a real thrill.
Tu sais, c'est quand tu es à côté de joueurs comme Yaya Touré et André Ayew, voilà, c'est une fierté de gagner ce trophée devant eux, parce que ce sont des très grands joueurs que j'admire évidemment beaucoup.
When you have contenders like Yaya Touré or Ayew, said Aubameyang, it's quite a big achievement to win such a trophy because those are great players. I have a lot of admiration for them. Meanwhile, Yaya Touré expressed disappointment over not winning again.
Quite disappointed, but I don't want to complain too much. You know what I mean. I just want to give you credit as well to Bayo. You know, you've been doing brilliantly well this year, and Andre Ayew as well is quite a little bit disappointed as well. You know, and what we have to do, I think, from now, we just have to play football to play, and try to do it our best.
Ivorian football star Yaya Touré speaking in Abuja, Nigeria. Marco Uma joins us now with the other winners at the African Football Awards ceremony in Abuja.
Cameroon's Gaëlle Engana-Mowit is the Africa Female Footballer of the Year. Tanzanian Bwana Ali Samata scooped the Player of the Year based in Africa accolade, while Frenchman Harvey Renard is Coach of the Year. Nigerian striker Victor Osimhen is Young Player of the Year. His teammate Ogenekaro Etebo bagged the Most Promising Talent of the Year award. African champions Ivory Coast are the National Men's Team of the Year, while Cameroon are the National Female Team Award winners. The Democratic Republic of Congo's TP Mazembe was named the Club of the Year. Ghanaian Charles Giamfi was conferred the Legends Award posthumously. Cameroon's Samuel Mbappe also received the Legends Award. Somalia's Abdi Kwani Said Arab was named Football Administrator of the Year. Senegal's Football Supporters Club Alès Kassa bagged the Fair Play Award. Gambian Bakari Gassama was crowned Referee of the Year for the second year in a row, while the Nigerian head of state, Muhammadu Buhari, received the Platinum Award. Meanwhile, hosts Uganda play Gabon in Njeru, some 80 kilometers east of the capital Kampala, in a friendly match on Sunday. Rwanda hosts the Democratic Republic of Congo in Gisenyi. Elsewhere in South Africa, Angola face Guinea in Johannesburg as Nigeria engage Ivory Coast in the capital Tshwane. These are build-up matches ahead of the African Nations Championships starting in Kigali, Rwanda next week. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa, wishing you all a sporty weekend.
Because this is Africa. This time for Africa.
I'm very excited.
Because this is Africa. This time for Africa.
Mark Ouma mentioned some of those friendly build-up matches for the African Nations Championship, or CHAN, which kicks off January 16th with two games in Rwanda's capital, Kigali. Rwanda will host Ivory Coast, and Gabon will go against Morocco. For more on the three-week tournament, let's turn once again to our African football guru, David Legg.
Well, this is a unique competition in that it's restricted to home-based players. So, for example, if you're a Rwandan and you're playing in the Democratic Republic of Congo, you're ineligible. You must be playing in Rwanda. Similarly, as a Nigerian, you must be playing in the Nigerian leagues to qualify. And the reason for this, Sonny, is the president of CAF is a hired two. He felt some years ago that the local players were really playing in the shadow, so to speak. The Nigerian team was composed almost exclusively of overseas-based players, and that the local players were not really getting a chance to shine on the international stage. So I think this is a good initiative by CAF. It began in 2009 in the Ivory Coast with the first tournament. It was won by the Democratic Republic of Congo, a team that included Kidiaba. In 2011, it moved to Sudan, and it also went up from 8 teams to 16, which is where it stands now. The second tournament was won by Tunisia. They beat Angola 3-0 in the final. The third tournament was in 2014 in South Africa. And again, a real fairy tale finish here with Libya. Despite all their security problems post Muammar Gaddafi, they emerged victorious despite the fact that they only won one of their six games. The other five were drawn. They won the quarterfinal, semifinal, and the final against Ghana, all on penalty shootouts. So we've had a fair amount of drama. And I think Rwanda will be no different. The first thing, and a very important issue with Rwanda, is that the head of state, President Paul Kagame, is a very keen football fan, and he's right behind this tournament. Sonny, we often hear in Africa of this official and that official and this politician backing the tournament, and they're going to do this, that, and the other. But in actual fact, they do very little. But Kagame is an exception to that rule. He gets personally involved. He has said that he expects it to be a successful tournament, and I believe it will be. And Rwanda, to me, this is a stepping stone towards hosting the Cup of Nations itself. What the little Central African country has done already is host the African Under-17 Championship and the African Under-20 Championship. So they're doing it step by step. Now comes the CHAN, and if they are successful with that, I believe it's long overdue for the Cup of Nations to go to East Africa. The earliest that can do so is actually 2025. I know the Ethiopians are interested, but I think the Rwandans will officially, sooner or later, become interested. And if they can host this CHAN tournament well, successfully, get good crowds, and we have limited problems, I think they're going to be a strong candidate. On the football field, though, Rwanda are going to find it very tough. They're in Group A with Morocco, Ivory Coast, and Gabon, and that's a tough ask. Only the top two will qualify for the quarterfinals. Nigeria failed to qualify for the first two CHAN tournaments, and in the most recent one in South Africa, they finished third. They beat Zimbabwe 1-0 in a playoff to get the bronze medals, and they will certainly be among the teams to watch. They're in Group C. They're up against Tunisia, who I think will probably be their strongest opposition. They're up against Niger and they're up against Guinea. So there's a distinct West African flavor to that group. If you then look, Sonny, at Group D, this one is difficult to call. You've got the two Zs, Zimbabwe and Zambia. You've got Uganda featuring the 18-year-old Farouk Mia. who I'm never tired of mentioning on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
A very promising player, one to watch. And then we've got Mali, and this is a tough one to pick. I'm going for Uganda and Mali, but I could easily be wrong with both my choices. Finally, we got Group B. It's Angola, Cameroon, the Democratic Republic, and Ethiopia. And for me, the two teams that stand out here are Cameroon and DR Congo. DR Congo and Zimbabwe, incidentally, the only two countries that have qualified for all four editions of the CHAN, which carries a $750,000 American dollar first prize, and that's certainly money that's not to be sneezed at. So essentially, Sonny, with this CHAN, we're looking for plenty of goals and plenty of good football on the field. And off the field, we'll be watching with great interest to see if Rwanda can keep up their reputation for being very good organizers of CAF international competitions.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa.
The Voice of America, VOA.
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog. The address is blogs.voanews.com/sunny. Once again, that address, blogs.voanews.com/sunny. My latest blog post is titled Ghana's Comey, Fighter to Watch in 2016. And I write how Richard Comey is hoping to add his name to the list of world champion fighters that Ghana has produced. The undefeated Comey, who fights in the lightweight division, is in line for a world title shot, possibly later in 2016. The International Boxing Federation says Comey will fight in a final elimination bout for its world title. The 28-year-old Comey is a power puncher, and his career results reflect his hard-hitting style. He's won all 23 of his pro bouts, and only two have gone the distance.